I want you to think back to the scripture that you heard from 1 Samuel and keep that story in your mind. And the bulletin says my text is from Hebrews chapter 11. I'm going to read that a little bit later on. And so if you've got your Bibles open to Hebrews 11, hang on to that. I'm going to get to that in a little bit. And I want to talk to you today about one of the statements out of verse number 6, where the Bible says, David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. There's an unusual legend that says that one day the Lord decided that the devil had too many weapons that he used against human beings. And he told the devil, "You can keep one of them. I'm taking all the rest away, and you'll only have one weapon to use against my people." And the devil thought about it for a time. And he considered lust and covetousness and greed and impatience and hatred and more. And finally he decided he would pick discouragement. Because he said, if I can get people discouraged and keep their minds off of everything else and only on that, they're not going to make any progress spiritually, they're not going to make any progress morally. And they'll keep me firmly in their hearts. Well, the writer of 1 Samuel says that when David came back to the town that had been made his hometown, his base of operations, a little city called Ziklag, he became discouraged because of what he saw. And he faced the devil of discouragement, and we do too, on the world scene. War is raging in Eastern Europe. War is raging in the Middle East. Western cities are rocked as terrorist groups plot and strike. And we wonder where the next attack will take place. Natural disasters take hundreds, sometimes thousands of lives. Unusual weather circumstances make it impossible for farmers to grow food. Add to that list political assassinations, and we're reeling in the midst of another one in just recent days. And closer to home, we face the frustration of dead-end jobs and schools that seem to hinder rather than advance our children. In order to feed their habits, drug addicts will resort to violence, and they'll threaten our purses and our persons. In order to feed their lusts, men and women will destroy themselves with all kind of diseases. Our budgets are stretched to the point of breaking, either because of rising prices or because of greed for stuff we don't need, can't use, can't fix if it breaks. And the desire to get ahead has been replaced by the desire just to stay even. And we wonder why the latest wonder drug does not cure somebody that we love so much more than our own lives. And we stand sometimes at a fresh open grave and wonder why nobody listened when we prayed and that person is gone. Discouragement. David knew discouragement. He'd been anointed by Samuel to be king years before. And he spent years waiting. And during that time, he is dodging Saul's attacks. A couple of times, getting out of the way just in time as a spear was thrown that Saul meant to kill him. And he had the opportunity to kill Saul on more than one occasion, but it spared his life. And he knows deep down inside, if Saul ever gets the chance again, if in his maniacal thinking, he attacks David again, his life may be taken. And the only place he can hide is with the Philistines. And so David and a select group of his men hire themselves out to the Philistines as mercenaries. And now he's on the side of Israel's enemy. And there comes the occasion that you heard read to you this morning when the Philistines said, "Look, we're going to battle against Israel. And we know you have been fighting well for us. You've fought fairly and honestly for us. But we're afraid in this battle you might turn against us. So go back to Ziklag. We're afraid you'll rebel. We're afraid of treachery." And so David and his men headed home. And before they could see Ziklag, they saw the smoke rising up from the ruined city. And as they got there and everything is destroyed, they begin to look around and they don't see any bodies. And the writer of Scripture says, their women were gone, their children were gone. And they thought for a moment, well, it's a mercy they're still alive. But then they remember that the Amalekites, who had raided the city, have taken their women and children not for mercy, but for slavery and for worse. And now there are 600 men whose families are gone and whose homes are gone. And for David, the worst is yet to come, because his men turn on him. And they're plotting to kill David. Their morale is destroyed, in addition to their homes. Their hope is gone, in addition to their wives and their children. But though all around him were filled with despair and discouragement, the Bible says David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. There's nobody else to turn to. And so he strengthens himself in the Lord. Now sometimes we become too dependent on other people. Looking for solutions, we appropriate the strength of others while we remain weak ourselves. Sharing one another's burdens does fulfill the law of Christ. But there comes a time when, as Paul told Timothy, we must stir up the gift of God that is within us. And we must lean on our own strength and on our own courage, knowing that God gives to each person a measure of faith. David strengthened himself, but he did not do it by wishful thinking. It's easy to close our eyes to disturbing facts that are all around us and pretend they don't exist. The ostrich is fabled to hide its head in the sand, thinking if I can't see my enemies, they can't see me. But wishful thinking will not solve our problems. David encouraged himself, but he did not do it by keeping a stiff upper lip. The Stoic does not ask for help outside of himself. He does not look for reason beyond his own abilities. And the person who pilots his or her own ship is captain of an unseaworthy vessel. Personal fortitude may have its own proper place, but looking inside when surrounded by the devil of discouragement is not the place to look. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. When he prepared to meet Goliath, the giant from Gath, from the same place the Amalekites came, he remembers a time when a bear steals a little lamb. And he tells Goliath, "The Lord delivered me out of the paw of a bear." And there was another time when he delivered me out of the paw of a lion. And now David has in his heart the knowledge that God delivered him from this giant, this 9-foot giant with armor that weighed 150 pounds and a spear as big as a weaver's beam and a point on it that weighed 15 pounds. and a sword big enough that the average soldier could never use it. Saul sought to kill him. The Philistines no longer trusted him. The Amalekites plundered him. His own men had threatened to stone him. But one thing that they were powerless to do was to keep David from the Lord his God, and from God came his strength. And deprived of family and home and security and peace, he still had his God. And he strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Folks, we can do the same. We can do more because of the risen Christ. What we have experienced in the risen Lord Jesus gives us more power, more ability, more security, more safety, more encouragement than David ever had available to him. When Jesus wrestled in the Garden of Gethsemane that night, his face streaked with bloody sweat, he strengthened himself in the knowledge that he was in his Father's will. Knowing what's coming. Knowing that from all eternity, this has been the plan. He says, "Father, if it be your will, let this pass from me. But nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And in that strength, he faces what comes before him. When he cried out against the feeling of forsakenness, he strengthened himself in the knowledge that through his death was the way of salvation for all humanity to come. And so he finished the work of salvation. He took courage knowing that in 3 days, he's going to rise from the grave. That's all the devil can keep him down. That's all death can hold him. Is for 3 days, and he rises from the grave in victory. And when his taunters said, "Come down from the cross, and we'll believe you," he knew that only by staying on the cross and dying would they ever really believe him. And knowing that his Father would forgive the men who were killing him, he encouraged himself in the knowledge that it was for this purpose that he came into the world. So, 3 days after Saul was killed in battle, Judah went looking for David, looking for a king. 3 days after he was buried, Jesus walked out of the cemetery victorious over death, hell, and the grave. If David had a right to strengthen himself in the Lord his God, we have more because of our Lord Jesus. Now listen to these words from Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 to 38. The writer of Hebrews has gone on for more than 30 verses talking about specific heroes of faith. And then he writes, "And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while still others were chained and put in prison. They were stoned, they were sawn in two, they were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskins and goatskins, destitute and persecuted and mistreated. No matter what they did not have, even down to losing their lives, they still had their God, and they were strengthened in Him." Paul told the Corinthians, We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. He encouraged himself in the Lord his God. Let the devil of discouragement come. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. By the grace of God, we can strengthen ourselves in our Lord. No matter what is going on around us, no matter what is being thrown at us, His power can break through the darkness and despair that surrounds us, and His courage can replace the doubt and defeat that haunt us. Our circumstances may not change as rapidly as they did for David, but with God's risen Son in our lives as our encouragement, we are stronger than all our enemies. David encouraged himself in the Lord his God. We have the strength of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We have the power of the Holy Spirit. We have the presence of the Lord God Almighty. In face of discouragement of whatever sort, we can encourage ourselves in Him and know there is victory and peace and security and safety. David encouraged himself. Will we encourage ourselves?